In this bulletin, the Commonwealth and the states and territories agree to disagree about school arrangements during the pandemic. The unemployment rate is up and about to get much worse. And the 2020 Tour de France will be rescheduled for August and September. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The Commonwealth and the state and territory governments are agreeing to disagree over schooling arrangements during the COVID-19 pandemic. Today's National Cabinet meeting has seen the adoption of a set of 7 national principles for school education. There's been debate over whether students should physically attend schools during the pandemic. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says students and teachers have to be considered separately when considering the health risks of schooling.
For children, the health advice has been very clear that schools are a safe place for students to be. I think where the confusion arises is that for teachers are more at risk in the staff room than they are in the classroom. That means that we need to have proper arrangement in place for teachers and other staff in schools, obviously to protect their work environment. But at the same time, that doesn't lead to the same rules applying for students.
The federal government admits unemployment will get much worse as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, but says its policies will lessen the damage. The unemployment rate for March is 5.2%, up slightly from February's rate of 5.1%. But the figures are from before the coronavirus started to have large-scale effects on employment. Employment Minister Michaela Cash says the rate will get higher in the coming months, but the government's JobKeeper payment to employers will save many people from becoming unemployed.
The government is the first to acknowledge that the period does not reflect the impact of COVID-19. Yes, unemployment will peak in June at around 10%. Treasury have also been very, very clear. If the government had not implemented the JobKeeper payment, you would have seen unemployment peak much higher, in fact, at around 15%.
Opposition employment spokesman Brendan O'Connor says the government needs to expand its JobKeeper payment to casual employees, or the unemployment rate will get much worse.
We passed the legislation, but the legislation provides the Treasurer to change the application to apply to those casual workers, and we would ask the government, indeed ask the Treasurer, to use his powers that have been provided to him by way of the Parliament to broaden the application to cover those workers. Otherwise, unemployment is going to go up and up and up.
Victoria has added an extra 230 intensive care beds to hospitals across the state. The beds are funded by an extra $1.9 billion that's been made available. The money has also been able to recommission old buildings and expand hospitals to fight the virus. Victorian Health Minister Jenny Markakos says the state has planned for worst-case scenarios.
We have had to plan for the worst. We certainly hope that these beds will never need to be utilised, but we have had to plan for an additional 4,000 intensive care unit beds in Victoria, a tenfold increase to what we've had available to us in our public and private health system to date.
The National Royal Commission into last summer's bushfires is underway in Melbourne. It's heard from a resident of the Adelaide Hills town of Lobethal on its opening day. Adam Wynert has told the Royal Commission how the town coordinated its own bushfire response for 16 days until the South Australian government set up a recovery centre there. The Royal Commission is being led by former Australian Defence Force Chief Mark Binskin. He says the events of this past summer will be remembered for a very long time.
There can be no doubt that the harrowing experiences of this bushfire season will long linger in our national psyche. The pervasive smoke haunting our towns and cities, the red skies turning black, the thunderous roar and thick smoke that accompanied the wall of flames, and the utter devastation.
The 2020 Tour de France has been rescheduled for August and September. The cycling competition was initially due to take place from the 27th of June to the 19th of July. The rescheduling follows orders by the French President Emmanuel Macron that no public event would happen in the country until mid-July. The competition is now set to take place from the 29th of August to the 20th of September. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Mostly sunny in Perth, 27 degrees. Adelaide, a possible shower, 18. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 18. Hobart, showers easing and becoming windy with a top of 14. Canberra, sunny and 19 degrees. Wollongong, sunny and 24. Sydney, mostly sunny, 26. Newcastle, similar and 27 degrees. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 32. Cairns, a shower or two, 31. And Darwin, mostly sunny, a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.